Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption and uncertainty, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Recent events remind us of the injustice that has simmered beneath the surface of our world for centuries. But God is not silent on issues of justice. Throughout history, the Lord has spoken through the prophets, calling the Lord's people to be just people, caring for the poor and oppressed, refusing to seek our prosperity at the expense of others, and upholding the dignity of all people as beloved image bearers of God. In this season, the daily office will be grounded in God's desire for justice. In the morning, we will reflect on a prophetic call for justice from Scripture and allow God's Word to lead us in prayer. At midday, we will pray for justice, and in the evening, we will join with the psalmist and lament injustice. Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. However you're beginning this day, whatever emotions you're feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalms 139 says, there is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence. Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. Take 2 minutes of silence to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to listen to the word of the Lord spoken through the prophet Isaiah. These words from the first chapter of Isaiah were delivered to the people of Israel. How might the Lord be speaking similar words to us today? As you listen, pay attention to how the Spirit might be stirring you to respond today. When you come to worship me, who asks you to parade through my courts with all your ceremony? Stop bringing me your meaningless gifts. The incense of your offerings disgusts me. When you lift up your hands in prayer, I will not look. Though you offer many prayers, I will not listen. For your hands are covered with the blood of innocent victims. Wash yourselves and be cleaned. Get your sins out of my sight. Give up your evil ways. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the cause of orphans. Fight for the rights of widows. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, you will be devoured by the sword of your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken." The Lord says, "Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed." Let's reflect on these words. Learn to do good. What are you doing to learn what good work can be done? Seek justice. How have your actions contributed to justice in our world? Help the oppressed. What have you done to serve those who are oppressed or marginalized in our country? How is the Holy Spirit stirring you now to respond? Just as the rain and snow fall, Lord, your word produces fruit. May we live in joy and peace. May the cypress tree grow where once there was only thorns. May the myrtle bloom where only nettles grew. And may your name be honored as an everlasting sign of your power and love. Amen.